Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. We got to read you an excerpt of what was said about Jalen Hurts. The Athletic listed they did a poll, their quarterback tiers. We'll get to that coming up in a few minutes. Where Jalen came down, where he was compared to last year, and what was said about Jalen Hurts as we enter the 2024 season. Lots to react to today. Big Phillies win last night. Nice walk-off hit by Bryce Harper. And really, last night was kind of the night they did all the little things right. They pitched well. The bullpen was good. They played some good defense. Your guy, Johan Rojas, with a big catch out in center field. Bryce with a big play at first base. I thought that was a great inning by Matt Strom in the 10th to get Bregman and Alvarez out, and then, of course, winning it. So nice win for the Phillies, who needed it because the Braves did win against Minnesota last night. And then, of course, I saw everyone's all upset about something that was said yesterday on Fox Sports. Nick Wright, they're doing division-by-division predictions, and they got to the NFC East, and he predicted the Cowboys to win the division, which, all right, I think most people picked the Eagles or the Cowboys. He actually, though, then predicted the Commanders to finish second, which on its surface...
Yeah, he's crazy.
Yeah, I do think the Commanders are going to be a contender in this division, but he put the Eagles
second,
third.
Though?
Commanders, yeah, why not? If they get to 9 wins, they certainly could be
Stop
there.
It.
I looked at that Commander schedule this morning. I'm telling you, there's a lot of wins.
I mean,
there.
I hear you, but I know.
Last place schedule. But really, what got people upset wasn't the Cowboys. It wasn't the Commanders. It was the reality. The Eagles were third, and not just third. He has them missing the playoffs entirely. Here's what Nick Wright said yesterday.
At number three is the Philadelphia Eagles. They've lost 6 of the last 7 games. They had a bottom 4 defense across the board in the NFL last season. They lost a future Hall of Famer, the leader of their team, the best player on their offense. Their coach and their quarterback don't get along. Their coach was known for one thing, kind of being a jerk on the sidelines, and now he's been like, no, I'm going to stop that. If anyone else could have told him that was a bad idea years ago, classic 2, once again. And all of those things, they come into the season on the hot seat. They have 2 great receivers. I know that. I don't know much else about this football team other than their GM loves the acquisition of, oh, I knew who that guy is. Jahan Dotson? Oh, yeah, I remember him.
He's good.
Is he a third receiver? Based on what?
Well, Sam Howell?
Based on what?
Well, yeah, there's the argument back and forth between Wright and his co-host yesterday. And everyone's all mad at what Nick Wright said. And look, whatever. It's just a prediction. But I don't think what he said is crazy. I have them at 10-7. I think he was going to go 10-7. That should be good enough to make the playoffs. But I have like 11 teams in the NFC that I think could win around 9 games, that have a chance to be a decent 500-ish team. If the Eagles are one off of what I think, they're in that mix. I don't think it's crazy they missed the playoffs. I think they will make it, but not crazy. They're plus 235 to miss the playoffs. They're 13-1 to win the Super Bowl. Hugh, I think the Eagles are more likely to miss the playoffs than win the Super Bowl. I know you do not see it that way.
No, I don't believe that. I think this team is too talented for them to be anything less than an NFC championship game. I really do believe that.
NFC title game, anything less? You can't see that?
No, I can't see that. Like, I can't see it. Like Super Bowl or bust for this squad, man. I think that's the squad that they've amassed. Man, I know we talk about this defense, and I've been trying to tell y'all forever that the defense is not what's going to carry the day for us. It's going to be that offense. It's going to be Jalen Hurts. And he's going to learn from the mistakes that he made last year, man. He's going to come out swinging. This eerily reminds me of, I hate to say it, but Dak Prescott. When Dak had that down year and Dak came back, and even though Jalen hasn't vowed to do anything, when Dak came back and said he vowed to be better and he wasn't going to do this, that, and the third, and he came out and he basically did what he said he was going to do.
So he got MVP votes last year.
Yeah.
They won 12 games, but they did, you know, they did go
they
home
failed. Yeah,
in the first round of the playoffs.
But that's not the way our story is going to be written here.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope everyone that's voting this side of it is right. It is our Twitter poll question here, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Are the Eagles more likely to win the Super Bowl and miss the playoffs? And I also go back to this, and that was part of what Nick was saying in that cut. The last time we watched them play, they were bad. Now, you could tell me that was a long time ago, but that's all we have to go off
no,
of.
No, and that's fair. That's fair. But my thing is with Nick, and he's saying the what have the Commodores, like, let me just take that piece right there. What have the Commodores done to make them the second best team in the NFC.
They changed their team a lot.
I understand they have a good defense. I understand the Ron Payne numbers.
New offensive coordinator, new
Coach
quarterback.
Quinn, who was a fail. Like he got the Falcons to the Super Bowl. But then after that, he kind of fell off.
I see a lot of Texans from last year in the Commanders. New coach, new quarterback, a lot
see,
of new
that's
players.
And I'm trying to tell you, that's an outlier.
CJ Stroud
is an outlier. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from his ability because he played well. But that success and that they had, that was a perfect marriage between a coach and a quarterback. Dan Quinn, that's not Dan Quinn.
The other thing it was, and we'll see what this division is, it was a winnable division, right? They won a division that I think they won with 9 or 10 wins. I think the NFC East is going to be like that. I mean, I know some people think the Cowboys are going to win 12 again. You think the Eagles could win 12 or 13. I think the NFC East is going to be 10. So that's why I consider a team like the Commanders all of a sudden, you know, kind of interesting in the race. And also, the Eagles lost Kelce, and they lost Fletcher Cox, and lost Hassan Reddick. Everyone keeps telling me they're better.
No disrespect.
I'm not sure they're better.
I understand he's a Hall of Famer, but I mean, come on, man.
Hugh.
Ain't nobody losing that much sleep.
Oh,
that
I
gone,
am.
Man.
What? About Kelce?
Yeah.
He's the anchor
crazy?
Of the offensive line.
Listen, I'm trying to tell y'all.
Is this flag football or real football?
No.
I just want to know. We're playing.
He's a Hall like when you make me say stuff like this, man, it makes me sound bad. But we got all look at all these offensive weapons we got done. We
is
gonna
it
be all right.
Flag football or
man,
real
I
football?
I remember Peyton Manning. Tariq Glenn wasn't that great. Offensive tackle.
Hugh.
Backside tackle.
Yeah.
But I know Jalen's not Peyton Manning. I know what you're about
to
say.
He got the ball out like that.
That's what Jalen's gonna do.
Oh, okay.
You help when your offensive line is ailing the way that this one is. You help him out by telling the quarterback, speed that clock up, bro. Get the ball out your hand.
Well, yeah, so but some guys can't do it. I mean, I think Jalen can.
I think Jalen can. I'm giving you a whole bunch of ifs and maybes. I feel it. But I feel confident in what I'm saying.
So it doesn't just.
Have you checked my track record? I took a polygraph a few weeks ago and I passed.
I believe you. I just think you're stone crazy. I mean, I believe what you're saying.
Your track record is also nuts. I mean, you're predicting like 6 runs a game for the Phils, 35 points a game for the Eagles.
I was doing okay with that for a while.
Yeah,
I had a nice run.
Weeks.
Listen.
Yep. 3 days.
I had a nice run.
But don't you think this goes beyond just Jason Kelce, though? Like, Jason Kelce being out, it is just one guy on the surface, but it speaks to the fact that this offensive line, it's not as deep as it was in years past. Like, when you had Kelce last year, you had Juergens playing guard, and you had, it was just, I think it was two guys deep, whereas right now, if they have one injury, it's going to be tough. Like, if Juergens goes down, what do they have? If Becton goes down, who, by the way, we don't even know if he's good, I think there's a lot more question marks on the offensive line than we're letting on.
Yeah. They have the growing pains, no question about it.
Well, and the thing about Becton, I said the same thing about Dotson, you could say about Pickett. Why are these teams giving away first-round picks from a couple years ago, right? Like, usually teams will wait as long as they can before they dump a first-round pick.
It's not as valued as it once was before.
No, I agree with you. But the Jets have been desperate for offensive linemen. And they said, Mekhi, there's the door.
They've been desperate for a lot of things.
I know they have.
Well, we do. Look, so the Becton thing I get and the Dotson thing I understand. But I think having Jeff Stoutland here is a reason that you could think that you could do like a little bit of a reclamation project.
I agree.
Also, here's something that we're ignoring about Mr. Do-Nothing, quote-unquote, Nick Sirianni. Mm. You know what his background is?
Well, wide receivers.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I don't know. We've gotten some really damn good wide receiver play. Now, we have talented guys, but...
I actually think, to your point on that, everyone didn't like Quez Watkins. That was a pretty good return for a 6th-round pick.
Sure, right. I mean, I kind of have confidence that Nick Sirianni can make Jahan Dotson into something.
I keep saying this. This is the bizarro Eagles. I feel great about the skill positions. Give me running backs and receivers and the quarterback in play, and they've got secondary guys now. And the questions I have for the first time in forever are offensive line, specifically the depth and the center position. And can they get to the quarterback? I mean, if anyone should know about what that means to a team, you would think it would be a guy that, you know, had 80 sacks or something, or they used to before we started taking them away.
Not that big a deal.
Nah,
not that big a deal.
All right, 215-592-94. Let's go back to the phones here, and then I'll let you I'll read to you what was written in The Athletic about Jalen Hurts.
Was it mean and hurtful?
It was tough.
It was. They didn't hold back. All right, we'll talk about that in a second. Lance is up next on WIP. Hey, Lance. Lance, going once. Lance goes back on. Our Fabian thinks I'm the plant-based.
The pressure was too great for him.
Fabian, am I plant-based today?
Hey, good morning, Hugh.
What's up, man? What's going on?
Hey, Hugh, I need you to join in on this with me, man. What's wrong with you people?
What is
you people and me. Really?
Listen, Joe, I hope the Eagles sign you on a one-day contract just to cut you by 4 p.m.
Actually, that'd be pretty cool. Because then, you know what I could say? When everyone's like, well, you don't know what you're talking about. You didn't play for the Eagles. I could say, well, listen, Richie was an Eagle. Hugh was an Eagle. Ike was an Eagle. I was an Eagle, Fabian. I could say that, too. Now, go ahead.
Joe, this team will walk to 10 wins. I don't understand how you're limited into 10 wins. And what you're saying is what we have to go off based off of is from last year what they gave you. Okay, so you're saying that the Cardinals and the Bears, that they've done these things during the offseason to get them to 9 wins. So how is that any different from what the Eagles have done this offseason?
Because I'm not sure the Eagles are better. I'm not.
But they are. They have better coaching. They're upgraded at the linebacker position, upgraded at the safety position, upgraded at the cornerback position. I think Milton Williams is a sleeper. I think he's going to have a big season this year.
I like Milton. But Fabian, if it's my perspective, they're not going to be as good on the O-line and the pass rush. And if you're not as good on the O-line and pass rush, the other stuff doesn't matter as much in the way I view it.
Yeah, Joe, but there's no team in the NFL that has a solidified starting position at every position, offense and defense. Like,
right, of course. Yeah, no, every team has holes. That's what makes the NFL, you know, as much fun as it is, because it's, you know, every team is not perfect. I agree.
Listen, I think you need to cut down on the plant-based products. Hugh, stop giving it to them. Joe.
No, I'm giving you the plant-based products.
Yeah, this is your fault.
I give the Eagles at least 13 wins easily, like nothing less than that.
At least 13. Fabian, I love your optimism. Fabian, it's a great phone call. How many teams won 13 games last year in the NFL? Two? Maybe one?
Wait a minute, San Fran?
So I think just the 49ers and the Ravens, right?
If I'm yeah, that sounds about right.
We make it sound like 13 win season, just everybody gets them. We just hand them out. That's really hard to get to 13 wins.
This team is special, though. And we got Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore was fired twice in the last 2 years?
Yeah, yeah.
The Niners won 12 games.
Just the Ravens? Ravens had to win 13.
Just Baltimore. They're the only team that won 13 games last year. Yep.
How many did the Niners win?
12.
Okay, okay.
13 is a lot. We're saying it like it's just like, of course they're going to win 13 games. That'd be wonderful. I mean, all right, let me ask you this. Is this team as good as the one 2 years ago that went to the Super Bowl? Because I don't think there's a chance.
I would say it's a push. Because I'm looking at the offensive side of the ball.
I don't think no way.
I'm saying it is a push. Saquon Barkley, he's a X factor.
Mm. Yeah, but Miles Sanders ran for a lot of yards that year.
Who's a better back?
Sure, but like with this, when the line was great, you didn't need a great back.
I tell you what, though. I think the element of surprise was a part of the reason the Eagles had success.
Yeah, 2 years ago. Definitely.
Jalen had a hell of a year, mm-hmm. man. And they jumped out on a lot of people. They scored a lot of points, too. And I always say this. Go back and look at Marcus Mariota numbers from that year and Jalen's eerily similar. But the defense just played better.
Well, that's it. That's it.
Yeah, but that was before Jalen grew as a quarterback.
He actually went backwards, though, last year.
Well, he had some moments where he threw the ball very well. I think, you know, we're so stuck, and rightfully so, because it was the latter part of the season. But in the beginning of the season, Jalen looked like he grew as a quarterback. Can we admit that?
At times, he
was dropping the ball on a dime. He was throwing it deep. He looked good as a quarterback in the beginning. I need to see. I think Jalen's skewing more towards that than he did towards the guy that was there at the end of the year. I really do.
This team is not even close to the 22 team.
I believe
the 22 team is the best roster I've ever seen.
I remember going into that season saying they don't have a single hole. The entire defense right now is full of question marks.
I wasn't here for that.
Well, they were.
You're pleading ignorance.
They were darn good.
They had Hargrave, Reddick. I mean, they had 70 sacks. First of all, they had Slay, who was younger, Bradbury, who wasn't a complete bum out there on the field.
Hargrave, my HBCU brother. Yeah, he was a pretty.
He was a beast.
Yeah. And some of their better players that are still here were younger.
Couldn't
Slay was 2 years younger.
That's what I mean. Slay was younger. Yeah. Bradbury was younger and actually
and
a good player.
And Sue was here that year.
Yeah, Linval Joseph came and helped.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
They were deeper on the offensive line.
Yeah, I still think this team is better.
It's going to be. If you're right, it's going to be a hell of a year.
I wasn't here for that.
Dude, I'm just telling you, like, I remember going into that season saying, there's zero doubt this is the best roster in the NFL.
I remember sitting here saying, I can't believe people are not seeing this. Because some people are still unsure heading into 22. I'm like, they're going to win 12 games. Like, that team was loaded. All right. Speaking of Jalen Hurts, who's a big part of this conversation, how he plays will dictate a lot of the season. All right, Hugh, every year over at The Athletic, Mike Sando is the writer of this article. He goes and polls people, and he asks them to put quarterbacks in tiers, okay? And then each tier means something different. Obviously, you can kind of tell tier one is better than tier two and so on and so forth. So let me tell you what tier Jalen came. So Jalen slid five spots in the overall rankings. He came in at number 11 this year. So he slid five spots overall rankings. He's the 11th ranked quarterback. He is in tier two. You want to know how they define tier two, Hugh Douglas?
What's tier two?
Tell me if you think this is Jalen. Tier two quarterbacks can carry his team sometimes, but not as consistently. He can handle pure passing situations in doses and or possesses other dimensions that are special enough to elevate him above tier three. He has a hole or two in his game. That's the tier two quarterbacks. That's where he's ranked.
I think
it's fair.
Yeah. I mean, the way you describe it, yes.
All right, so that's...
Who's in tier one, though?
Tier one was... I have to go look it up. It's Mahomes.
Okay.
I think it was Mahomes, Burrow, and Allen. Or maybe
Lamar. There's only three?
It was a small group. Yeah, I'll go make sure I have the right number. But it was a smaller group. All right, here is, though, some of the quotes. So they asked the voters, like, why, right? Why'd you vote Hurts tier two compared to whatever? You ready for these, Hugh? These are pretty strong. Quote, the word is out there. If you run zero blitz against Hurts or show zero and back everyone out, he will panic. A defensive coach said, that has to change. They lose Jason Kelsey, who handled the protections, basically did everything, and you bring in a coordinator who likes to drop back. It will be interesting. So that was the first quote. Second quote, if they can't run the ball, Hurts is not effective, a defensive coordinator said. He can't handle pure pass. When he got hurt and became immobile and they had to throw the ball, he showed what he was. I think they may have paid a guy that they are going to have a really good team around to win games. Hugh, your reaction to those things? And those are both defensive coaches that are commenting these things.
This sounds like there's some truth to that. I mean, because when you look at it, they did put they amassed a team around him. But I will say this, a little bit of pushback. I think he has grown as a quarterback. He's grown as a passer. Now, the thing that he's going to have to stop, which I know for a fact was his Achilles heel last year, there was a lot of talk about how teams that, when they played the Eagles, they blitzed them a lot. Even teams that didn't blitz a lot, blitzed them a lot. I know this for a fact. You know, this was told to me. Like, a lot of teams, when they did, it was a copycat situation. So he has to get better with that. The one thing that I've talked about on this show more than once was that if you beat it once or twice, they'll stop doing it. He's going to be tested right out the gate. When you talk about Green Bay, we've been talking about it in the break, Joe, all day long. They are going to blitz the high heck out of Jalen in this game. And if Jalen has a couple times where he beats the blitz, they'll stop doing it, and he'll never have to worry about it again. But that's what's going to have to happen in this game. It's not going to be easy, and Kellen Moore is going to have to be creative. Because another thing that I think going into this, he's watched enough film to know his quarterback's strength and his weaknesses.
Sure.
And he also knows how teams are probably going to attack him. That's probably why, you know, when Vic Fangio talked about how Jalen come down and talked to him, he probably asked him flat out when he was in Miami, how did you attack us? And we knew you couldn't do this, that, and the third. Like, Jalen's not a dummy. He wants to learn and he wants to get better. That's why I'm kind of bullish. I'm really bullish on how I feel he's going to handle this. Going into this, knowing how he was played against last year and knowing what's being said about him this year, you got to be ready for that.
So you do. They have to be ready for it. So the first quote worries me more than the second quote. The second quote about they need to run the football, they should run it well. They still have a good offensive line. I think Becton will be a good run blocker. I think the pass will be more of a concern than the run blocking. They have Saquon. Like, they'll run the ball well, right? I don't think they're going to become a pure passing team. They'll run the ball enough to help Jalen. It was that first one, Kyle. The word is out there. If you run zero blitz against Hurts or show zero and back everyone out, he will panic. That's the one where he's got to change it. Otherwise, it's just going to keep happening.
So that, and I totally agree with you. Like, until he shows that he's capable of beating it, then that's what the book is. Like, you don't think defensive coordinator is just going to stop blitzing, like, if they know that that's an area of weakness for Hurts? And The one thing that I do have my eye on about Hurts this year, like that we saw last season, I'm still not convinced that this coaching staff was so moronic and oblivious that they didn't attempt to put anything in the offense that was going to counter a blitz. Like, I just refuse to believe that they just ignored that the entire time. I think there was more to that. I think it was something that, you know, Jalen was not able to do well or whatever. I mean, we had those comments from Dallas Goedert about the blitz beaters that they had, they just weren't able to get to. Now, that doesn't mean he can't or won't be working on it this offseason. Clearly, he had a desire to. He called freaking Wink Martindale at the end of last year to figure out how to do it. So, like, yeah, I mean, that's something that can improve, but until it does, and I think that's something that needs to improve from Jalen himself specifically, then that's just what they're going to do, and that's going to be the word about him.
Yeah, and that's why everyone keeps saying their weapons. Okay, I mean, I see that. I mean, I recognize how good these weapons are, but they got to be able to get them the ball, and that's on the quarterback and the protection. All right, Baldy this morning was on with the morning show. He was asked to group a group of quarterbacks, to rank the group here. Listen to this. Baldy comparing Jalen to some of the other young quarterbacks in the league.
Speaking of Jordan Love, I'm going to give you four quarterbacks. I want you to rank them for the next 10 years. Jalen Hurts, Jordan Love, Brock Purdy, C.J. Stroud. Next 10 years, Hurts, Purdy, Love, Stroud. How do you rank them?
Wow, that's hard. I'd have to say C.J. 1, Purdy 2, and then Jalen and Jordan would compete for that third spot.
Tied for third. Yeah, interesting.
That is, I agree with Baldy. That is a challenging group to rank. Now, the next 10 years thing.
Brock Purdy, too?
He put him, too. He went Stroud, Purdy, and then Hurts and Love tied at 3. Oh, no, here we go.
Small sampling size. Interesting.
Don't they all have a small sample size?
Well I think, two of them have a much bigger sample size than the other
Purdy
two.
Purdy has a larger sample size than Love and Stroud. He played the year before as well.
Yeah.
I mean, Hurts has the largest sample size.
I think the marriage with the quarterback and the coach, though, with CJ is tremendous, though. I really like that. I really like that a lot. I mean, Coach Ryan's, he's not that far removed from the game. I think that's a good pairing right there.
So I think the 10 years thing by Joe was made it harder.
Yeah.
Because of all of them, Jalen's the one whose body, I'm not sure how Jalen's body handles the next 10 years.
Yeah, I think that's probably how he did it, like the guy who potentially is on the decline or will be on the decline, yeah.
Like, Stroud doesn't move much. Love moves to buy time, but he's not a runner. And Purdy, the same thing. So, like, I mean, they should probably not decline physically as much as Hurts could.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
5 years is a more challenging question.
Sure. And obviously you have great respect for Baldy's football knowledge, but he, like many others, are suffering from Brock Purdy derangement syndrome.
Have you ever thought maybe you're the one that's suffering from this?
No.
Everyone
I have the
else
right of this.
Is crazy
yes,
except me.
They are.
Crazy,
and you're all going to see.
Deranged.
And I can't wait until we all find out the truth about Brock Purdy, that he's the luckiest quarterback in the NFL. So the Stroud thing, I agree with. I think Stroud is going to be a great quarterback in the NFL. That rookie season he just had was undeniable to me. I don't think I am taking Jalen Hurts over Jordan Love every day of the week. I have not seen nearly enough from Jordan Love. He had a great, it was great. Half of a season.
Yeah, and then two playoff games. But you're right, 10 games.
Jalen Hurts has won a lot of games in the NFL.
I know.
And he's gone deep. I mean, he's went toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl. I don't know. I think if I had to put my money down, I would take Jalen Hurts over Jordan Love. But yeah, I mean, we got to stop with the Brock Purdy stuff. Can't do it.
To be fair, and I think your point on Love is fair. He's only done it for half a season. He had a more impressive playoff run than Stroud.
No, he did.
He blew the doors off the Cowboys. Yep. And then they were up in San Francisco.
Right, right.
Meanwhile, Stroud, they never had a chance in Baltimore.
No, I've just seen a full season of C.J. Stroud.
I know.
And I haven't from Jordan
Love.
Well,
if you're upset about the Love Hurts stuff, just get ready for all next week. That's going to lead into the game.
And we're going to dust Green Bay.
Dust?
Mm-hmm.
2.5-point favorites now.
I got 3.5.
I want to bet at your book. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop. We'll come back. Your phone calls here. Eagles, more likely to miss the playoffs or win the Super Bowl here. Did Taiwan Walker actually deserve another chance? And we got to talk about what happened with the Cowboys yesterday. Jerry Jones, what he said, and they did finally do it. They re-signed CeeDee Lamb. We'll talk about what it means for the Eagles. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 W.